This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
And the guy who works in his basement, Conan.
We're going to get into your calls and thoughts here. We never really had a chance to get into the Obama gun control thing. Maybe we'll get a chance to scratch the surface there. But I love shows where
he
you guys
wants
call
to take our guns away. Enough. Yeah. Enough said.
Well, I love the Free Talk Lives where you guys call in and we never actually even get to any of our show prep. Just my preferred shows. So thanks for joining us here. 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going right back to your calls and thoughts. First up, it's Jason in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Jason.
Hey, I just read a post on Facebook that gun control is hitting what you shoot at, but that's what
that's
I'm calling
funny
about. I was calling about how it seems pretty irrational how this nation's lost all of its common sense. I heard you debating these people on this Sandy Hook incident. You guys seem to have common sense. You put them right in their place, and these guys, they're not prepared to defend what they're talking about, it sounded like, but...
Actually, we disagree within the show on the Sandy Hook thing. Conan says that he believes it was a government conspiracy.
A conspiracy. I don't know how much government is involved, but yeah, conspiracy.
And I don't believe those claims. But and Johnny Reyes, I think you're on my
side. He's staying out of it,
right?
Yeah, I'm staying out of Sandy Hook. I think that there's what raises eyebrows for me is the Boston bombing. The Boston bombing.
Oh, Conan's on that one. Then we've talked about that.
Hey, any of these incidents where they're having a drill the exact same day and the time that the incidents take place, I'm already against.
Anyway, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, well, you mentioned in one of your debates that about what are you getting paid? Who's paying you? The CIA, the FBI? And I kind of wonder sometimes about these shows like Art Bell, George Noy, that late-night show is on 15 stations across the nation.
George Noy's on way more than 15 stations, dude.
Yeah, well, just in my area alone, I can pick up on 7 across the dial.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, he's on hundreds.
Alex Jones, he's got a lot of good things to say, but he's got so much junk mixed in with it. I wonder how many actual radio shows are actually, what they call them, disinformation outlets paid for by taxpayers' money?
Yeah, I mean...
Or special interest groups. They're not necessarily all these people are funded from...
Yeah, there's...
If they can get the taxpayers' money, that's a good...
that's a good question. I think just in general, it's a good question about radio hosts. How many of them actually believe what they say, or are they just saying it because they know there's an audience for it?
Exactly,
That's always been a question about Rush Limbaugh. Is he really the guy he pretends to be on the air, or is he actually, does he have different beliefs and is only pandering to an audience? And whether that means he's controlled opposition or is paid by the government, I think is another question. But I just, are these guys even who they really claim to be?
Or is Fox News actually funded by liberal backers? As a huge conspiracy to round up the right wing nutters and have them all in their little group, and whereas you got the liberal outlets, it's just is it just to divide us and keep us at war with each other, whereas they can manipulate us from their corner.
Yeah, does Alex Jones believe in Jesus Christ the way he talks with his guns, and does George Noy really believe in flying saucers and all this stuff about
I can tell you this about Art Bell. So I sat at the talk radio. What did they call it back then? There's this. It's now defunct. It was Radio and Records. That's what it was. Radio and Records was an industry publication that covered all of radio, and they did a talk radio seminar. That's what they called it, and it was a yearly event that they held, and it sort of moved around the country. And anyway, at the talk radio seminar, they would give away a lifetime achievement award at the end of the weekend. And one year, Art Bell won the award. And this was it was in L.A. that year, and Mark and I were sitting in the audience. And Art Bell got up on stage and, you know, accepted this award. And he basically made fun of his callers. Art Bell clearly did not agree necessarily with, you know, all the kooky stuff that was being put out there on his airwaves. He was just hosting a show which encouraged crazy people to call in and tell ridiculous stories. And
yeah, some of Coast to Coast was and is probably a free-for-all.
And it attracts a certain type of person. You know, we're an open phone show, but we don't attract the same kind of level of kookery that that Coast to Coast AM does. So I suspect that that George Norrie is in the same boat as Art Bell. They are just hosting a show where they are making plenty of money off of these crazy lunatics who call in with everything from, you know, ghost stories to Bigfoot to aliens and, you know, conspiracy theories. Thanks, Jason, for your call tonight.
And remote viewing. Do you remember remote viewing?
Yeah. My favorite, though, is Phil Hendry when he makes fun of Art Bell and when he does Art Bell impressions. Phil Hendry, of course, is now no longer on the radio. He does a podcast. Great vocal talent. He does voices of other characters that interact with him. So Phil Hendry actually talks to himself throughout the entire show, just doing different voices, which is an amazing thing to behold.
Wow. Yeah, I think Phil Hendry was the greatest comedian of the 20th century, the greatest comedian, and I think he's the greatest talk show host, bar none, ever.
I think you may be right about that. He's certainly the most talented of talk show hosts.
But he's so wrapped up with intellectual property and him getting what he deserves that he has led a campaign to keep all of his content away from people so nobody knows who he is.
That's a great point, and it's a shame. You have to pay for his website.
If you've ever heard me say anything funny on this show, it was ripped off from Bill Hendry.
Yeah, I remember finding his show for the first time. It was on I worked at a radio cluster for Clear Channel down in Sarasota, and he was on WFLA at the time. And in Sarasota, we had a radio station that would essentially rebroadcast WFLA, which was the Tampa big talk station from Tampa, Florida. And so they had a little outlet in Sarasota, and I heard him on the air after a baseball game. And I was blown away that this talk show host was letting this rude, outrageous guest talk for an hour. Like, he had this guest on the air that was just so awful and so bad, like, in a good, entertaining way. I mean, it was entertaining, but, like, any other talk show host would have cut this person off. Mm-hmm. And you know, I didn't know at that time that it was Phil Hendry who was the guest. He plays the guest, and he plays the host on the show. Yeah, and
I think a lot of people remember their first time listening to Phil Hendry.
I don't remember the topic. It was outrageous, though. Whatever it was, the guest says what Phil Hendry wants to say, but not as Phil Hendry.
It's like comedians. They can go against the political grain by saying whatever they want. Splash a little comedy on it, it makes it all right.
He dredges up his demons and his darkest motivations and stuff, and he puts them into somebody
into a character. And then he lets people call. So there are actual callers to Phil Hendry's show who don't know that they're being scammed.
Good stuff.
So it's like it's a reverse a phone prank almost. Like, you know, the typical phone prank is you call in some place as a character and play a prank on, you know, McDonald's or whatever. But Phil Hendry is playing the prank on the air as a radio show, and every caller is the victim, basically, because they don't know that they're not in on it. They think this person's a real person that he's interviewing. It's brilliant. But he's doing a podcast now, so I don't think he can't take calls like he used to. That doesn't mean he's not doing a good show, but now I think every voice on Phil's show is Phil. Like, he's got he does his producer's voice, he does the program director's voice. So sometimes the program director will call to bitch him out on the air, and it's Phil talking to himself. It's great stuff. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hey guys, happy New Year.
What's on your mind tonight?
Coast to Coast, that was a good show. Still is. I'll tell you, if anybody ever had to work a midnight shift, that show was like heroin. You remember the good bumper music and the creepy shows late at night? You know, maybe it was if you had to.
It was Dancing Queen, right?
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, maybe if you had to be up, it was more appealing. But I remember not wanting to.
I did too. I worked in a warehouse and listened to Art Bell Coast to Coast at night. It's It's great.
Hold your thoughts, Tom. We're going to come back to you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Coast to Coast is a bad show. I really haven't heard it that too much, but it's an entertaining show, and that's why it's been a success over the years. Art Bell, by the way, pulled his new show off the air. He's been getting, like, death threats and people shooting at him, apparently. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here if you'd like. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
And if we get a chance, we'll get back into Johnny Ray and Conan's Game of the Week. But first, we'll continue with your calls and your thoughts. Also, want to invite you to saveatpurse.com. You ready to save 20% on your next purchase from Amazon? Just go to saveatpurse.com. The catch is you've got to have Bitcoin. If you don't have Bitcoin, you are SOL. So you probably want to get some Bitcoin if you find out you can save 20, 30, 40, 45%. I have saved as much as 45% at saveatpurse.com, and I've had over 30 transactions under my belt in the last year. It's awesome. And by the way, somebody was asking on Facebook earlier, you know, well, what about the, are there issues? You know, have there been issues? And yes, I did have one circumstance that there was an issue with a purchase. Apparently, there was an alleged stolen credit card used to purchase one of the items. The company that had sold it contacted me, and they wanted me to ship it to them. And I was like, well, I need to talk to Purse first because I'm not sure if what you're telling me is true. I contacted Purse, and Purse has a $10,000 guarantee. If something goes wrong with your purchase for whatever reason, then Purse will cover it, basically. So Purse said, look, here, we'll buy another pair of the headphones for you, ship you the headphones. You can ship it back to them. It actually ended up being that I couldn't get back in touch with the company. So there's some sort of weird thing going on, and I don't know what.
I wonder what they're selling on Amazon that could be in that range.
Up to $10,000, yeah. You mean?
I
don't think there's that much that's up to $10,000 on Amazon. I mean, you can probably buy high-end video cameras and things like that on Amazon, but ultimately that's just Purse saying, look, we're going to cover
it. Right, that's just Purse's side of the deal.
And they did. They did a great job with customer service. I've had over 30 transactions, and most of them, almost all of them, have been completely smooth, and it's worked very well. Every now and then someone will cancel. That happens every now and then with Purse, where someone will order the item for you, but before it ships somehow, they'll cancel it, and then Purse notifies you, oh, sorry, your order's been returned to the order book. So if you're in a super rush, you want to use Purse Instant, which will give you 5% off, and you don't have to wait for anything. Then, you know, Purse just takes care of it, and the item ships. But otherwise, you have to wait until someone buys the item for you, and the higher the discount you want, the longer it might take for the item to actually be purchased for you. In my case, I put something up for 40% the other day, and it really only took a couple hours before someone bought that. So you never know. I mean, it could go really, really fast, and usually at 20%, it's like within an hour somebody will buy that. So it's awesome. Go ahead and give it a try. SaveAtPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. Tom is back on the line in Maryland with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Conan. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Ian. So
go ahead, sir.
Tonight was the first night that I realized I'd never heard your opinion on some of these big events, which so many people dub as a big conspiracy. And I have to say, I'm curious to hear more about your opinions on some of the other events. But I do agree with Conan. A lot of these things really have a lot of odd things happening that really don't make sense, even if you just look at some basic protocols that would normally be followed or should be followed. And so many of these events, they just aren't, and it just drives the conspiracy theorists. And I think there's something to be honest with you. Listen, if you were close with someone that you worked with, someone in your family or a friend, and you caught them in a colossal lie, even once, you would always be suspicious of anything they told you. And we know the government has told us colossal lies, so I'm always suspicious about what I hear, and then when I look at the facts, and I really don't spend a lot of time on it anymore because you always find these anomalies, and it makes you wonder, you know, just how much of what's being reported is true and how much is bogus. I'll tell you what, and I'll leave you with this, I'd be curious to hear what TJ has to say about all that the next time he's on.
TJ the Spy, yeah, he's actually out on a vacation right now. I don't know when he's going to be coming back, but as soon as I have the opportunity to get him back on, I certainly will. Look, I want to make it clear. I'm not saying believe the government's story, but, you know, there's a principle. I think it's Occam's razor is what it's called. The most likely explanation is likely to be the explanation as opposed to some bizarre conspiracy theory. I mean, if we're talking about the Sandy Hook shooting, I think the most plausible, if you want to go into a conspiracy theory, the most plausible one is that he was some sort of government patsy who just did some government agent's bidding and actually did shoot up the school. But to say that there wasn't a shooting and that 27 people aren't dead and that somehow all of the emergency responders were, you know, in on this conspiracy, don't you agree, Tom, that it's pretty implausible?
Oh, I think there's truth and lies spun into the best of the real believe one thing or another. So, yeah, I don't think there's any one event that is all lie and all truth either. So that's really what makes it confusing, and it gets people fighting with one another because you really don't know what particular items are truth and what particular items are lies. And I guess it's just good to be skeptical about it and keep an open mind.
I do agree with people should be skeptical and keep an open mind. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But how many of the people who support the conspiracy theory on whatever item, whatever the issue is we're talking about, in this case, Sandy Hook has been the discussion tonight, how many of them have taken the time with their supposedly open minds to actually read the rebuttals to the conspiracy theories? Because there are, those exist too. I found several articles tonight rebutting point by point some of the things that these people have been claiming. There's one article here at Huffington Post that rebuts several conspiracy theories, one that a school nurse got her script wrong, that Adam Lanza didn't use an assault rifle, that he allegedly died the day before the shooting. Memorial websites and Facebook pages had already been set up. Why did Adam Lanza have his brother's ID? There were multiple shooters, crisis actors, and so they take time to debunk all of those. Now, of course, there are usually debunkings of the debunkings as well. So this really is a rabbit hole, and it's a dangerous one, in my opinion, because you don't want to get lost in conspiracy land, because you'll lose sight of what you can actually do about this stuff. Getting on Facebook and posting a meme about how you think that these crisis actors are evidence that the school shooting didn't happen or whatever, that's not going to do anything to advance freedom in our lifetime. It's going to likely make people dismiss you as a nut job. Whereas if you can actually post something that's a real confirmed story that actually happened, like, let's say, the police shooting someone in the back that they have handcuffed and there's video footage of it happening, something like that, that's going to upset people, but it's undeniable. It's absolutely incontrovertible evidence of police corruption. And while that's going to upset the supporters of the police, who are going to, they'll make excuses for the police, like, well, he was dangerous or whatever, there are going to be more people who could see that and who might be swayed by it because they don't have to believe what sounds like a ridiculous story. Maybe it's true that it's all been a government, plot and a put on, and that they were crisis actors and that no one was ever shot. But good luck convincing people of that. And if you do convince them,
It's as far as the it's difficult to lie to people and get them to agree with you. But it's even more difficult to convince someone who is absolutely convinced in something that what they believe is not true.
And a lot of the times, the conspiracy people, some of the people promoting these things, are not the brightest bulbs in the basket. And some of these rebuttals will shed some light on that, so to speak. Our toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's tanks powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can get your online shopping done through shop at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's that simple. Same great Amazon, same great super service and selection. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com to get started as we continue with your calls and thoughts about what you want. Jack is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live at the Inn, Johnny Ray and Conan. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts, please.
All right. So I had this little problem with a ghost in my house. I eventually had these like people from eBay come over and scam me for a ghost hunting thing.
You had people from eBay?
Oh, yeah, eBay, of course, eBay, huh?
You can hire ghost hunters on eBay?
Apparently, that's what I found it out.
Huh.
So you had a problem with a ghost. What was the problem exactly?
Okay, so it was going on for about a month, but I didn't care about it. But then, like, for, like, the last day that I dealt with it was I was sleeping in my room with my wife, and we were sitting in my room. We were watching The Breakfast Club. And I know, great movie. And we heard the frying pan in our kitchen just slam down. And so we went out there, and there was a chair in the middle of our dining room just sitting in the kitchen. And we just looked at each other like,
time to call eBay.
Yeah. And so by the time we paid for the eBay thing, they hadn't came. They said they wouldn't have came until like a month. So it's like a couple of days later, and it's like we're watching. I'm pretty sure it was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And
another great movie.
Oh, another great movie. Yep. Yeah, exactly. And all of a sudden,
do you think the ghost is mad that you're watching good '80s movies without him?
I think so. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe he's mad that we're just watching these epic movies.
Some people hate the 80s, Ian. If I were a ghost and you were watching 80 movies all day, I would be...
You'd be mad about that?
I'd be flipping things over
you
all day long.
Hate the 80s? Those are both John Hughes films, I believe.
This is the weird thing. We're sitting in our room. We're watching it on our laptop. And my TV in my bedroom just flips over. It just falls on the ground.
It's a good call. Thanks, Jack, for the call tonight.
And we're just sitting in our room like,
Well,
thanks for the call, Jack.
I'm curious about these ghost hunters.
Yeah,
on
I
want
to know more. I want to know what happened. I want to get some resolution on this because I'm scared now. I'm afraid to watch 16 Candles. I'm afraid to watch.
You're going to watch anything
what
from
happened,
the 80s?
Jack? What did the ghost hunters say?
I don't know. I got rid of him. He was kind of petering out,
right,
in my opinion. It was fun, though, for a little while.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You really can call about anything. We go to Greg on the line in Pennsylvania via Skype. Hello, Greg.
Hello, guys. And, hey, Jack, give me some of that stuff you're smoking, man. I want to watch that movie, too.
He's not old enough to smoke.
He didn't sound like he was old enough to have a wife, either.
I wondered if I heard that right. He said something about a wife?
Yeah, he did.
Mm. Hey, listen, you brought up some great memories. R&R Magazine... used to get that every week in radio. I did that for about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I
you sound like it.
Appreciate what you guys are doing. But let me ask you this question. The Tamir Rice thing has me really befuddled here. If Ohio has an open gun law and you can carry, let's say, a weapon, as I've seen on Facebook, Instagram, and some of the other social media recently, why is it that the cops would roll up on this kid out of nowhere and just shoot him down? He's 12 years old. And I'm sure you guys share the same sentiment I share, that when we were kids, perhaps I was a kid in the 50s and 60s. You guys probably a little bit younger, but we played Indians and Cowboys. I know it's not politically correct now, but, you know, we had plastic guns, BB guns, whatever we had. And nobody just rolled up on us and killed us. So what's your thought on that whole thing with Tamir Rice? And we all watched it before our eyes worldwide on video, as we watched many things happen on video last year where people just got killed by the police. What's up, man?
I think it really has to do with a culture of militarism within the police, a culture of badge heavies, which is a slang that describes the police who want to use the violence that they can use on people without any kind of consequence and know that they can use violence. They know they're protected when they do things like this. They're protected by their department from any kind of real consequences for their actions. And so they rush to escalate a situation. There's no reason for them not to escalate the situation. So that's why in this case they literally pile out of the car and blast Tamir Rice to death.
Yeah, these young cadets, when they're going through training, they're showed these videos where, you know, it's the other way around, where they approach a car and they get gunned down. I mean, they're inundated with, you know, all these tragic cop killings. And when they go out on the streets, that they're, you know, that's the mindset that they're in. That they're constantly at danger. That, you know, everyone has a gun. When they approach a window, they won't, you know, get into a certain degree. Otherwise, they're in the shooting range.
Uh-huh.
They got all these strategies that they use because they are, you know, it's been pushed down their ideologies that everyone has a gun. Everyone's a potential criminal, and there's a bullet, you know, around every corner.
I think, I think a big part of it, Greg, is simply that the American populace has a better ability to record the actions of the police, and we're just seeing
more of
what was happening already.
Let me ask you this. Do you think we're becoming anesthetized to all this? Because it's just been happening too frequently in the last, well, let's say 5 years. I mean, I know a lot of people want to blame this on Obama or the current administration. I mean, but this stuff's been going on for years, man. I am 61 years old. I live in rural Pennsylvania near Penn State University, out in the woods. I'm a black American. And, you know, what's sad is I just moved home recently after 40 years, and I graduated high school. And, of course, everybody knows me because there were only a handful of black kids here.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously, I don't remember all these people. But, you know, times have changed, and, you know, people talk about Obama crying a little bit on TV today. The reality is I shed a tear, too, because I'm so frustrated by what's happening in America. I'm watching, like, you know, this melting pot of Americans and human beings just fall apart and just fall to hell and back.
Well, I think Americans are anesthetized to it, but I don't think they're more anesthetized to it.
And you know what? They're not more violent either, at least not gun violence. The gun crimes, or gun murders anyways, are going down, and they've been going down. So when Obama comes out and has a little tear for the tragic incident at Sandy Hook, it's like, and he talks about the gun violence, and we've got to do all these things and pass all these laws. It's like, well, no, it's... You know, well, there are more people own guns, more people have gun permits, and there are less murders.
So we need to enforce what we have. I mean, that's what it is. It comes down to enforce the damn laws that you already have on the books and get the NRA out of it. You know, do what Americans do. We
I would like them to repeal the laws on the books rather than enforce the laws on the books because, you know, if we want to have freedom, the laws on the books get in the way of that. There's 20,000-plus gun laws on the federal government level, from what I understand.
It's confusing.
And, that you know, any law outside of you have a right to bear arms, I think, is muddles the matter, and it makes it criminalizes people trying to defend themselves. I don't think that we need the government involved at all. I mean, here in New Hampshire... We have relative gun freedom compared to a lot of other states, but yet there isn't an issue with people getting shot to death around here because, you know, there was actually some lady, I guess there's a headline out of New Hampshire, some old lady was followed home by some creep and she pulled a gun on him and I think she shot him.
Damn.
So, you know, hey, that's the right way to use a gun in
Let me ask you this about the LRN. I listen to it, obviously, daily.
Thanks.
I actually operate a network, so you guys are part of our programming.
Very
I spoke to you, I believe it was last year, from Johnstown, PA, and I recently moved back to Huntington. But having said that, Keene, New Hampshire, tell us a little bit about Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know that much about it. Of course, are there any black people there? I mean, can I go fish?
Aren't enough of them.
There's a couple.
There's a handful. We can talk more about Keene. Stand by, Greg, and you can also join us here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Conan.
And Conan, you have a show, but you've kind of put it on hiatus at the moment.
Yeah, I'm catching up. I started a new business, and I'm still learning the tricks of the trade, and I needed to back off a little bit and invest more time into that. Into
archives
that
are available at blacksheeprising.org.
So correct. I really miss it, and I want to get back into it.
Good.
And maybe
so sometime in 2016?
Maybe even do a shorter, maybe an hour or 2 hour program on LRN, you know, maybe.
Something.
Because I want to get back into it. I miss it. And blacksheeprising.org. You can see all the past archives. And
Let's go back to Greg. Greg had some questions about our Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we are broadcasting from here tonight. And Greg, you'd asked if there are black people in Keene, New Hampshire. And.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I don't want to belabor the point, but I've listened each evening for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I understand the premise of your network and, of course, your show. And that's great because I do a talk show as well. And most people don't know I'm black. But however, saying that, I'm curious as to Keene, New Hampshire, geographically, what's the industry, what's demographics like, and are there black people there?
New Hampshire is, sadly, one of the problems with New Hampshire is it doesn't really have much in the way of diversity generally. Manchester is better, I think, than most places. I do tend to see black folks on the street there in Manchester a lot more often than I do here in Keene. There are more Asians in Keene than there are black people, and there aren't that many Asians in Keene either.
Yeah, New Hampshire white is population is 94%.
94%,
so, yeah, it's mostly white.
And so, I think that people who love liberty should come here no matter what their skin color is. But for whatever reason, black people don't seem to like to go north of Boston very much.
I love Pennsylvania. You know, we are very similar in many ways. However, I am an outdoors person. I hike, I bike, I fish.
I grew up in New Hampshire.
I would love that area, and that's why I mentioned it. Just to visit calls me every time I listen to your show. You talk a little bit about the spire. and, you know,
the Shire.
The Shire.
Come on up for the Liberty Forum. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. It's going to be in a hotel, so there won't be much outdoorsy things to do during the Liberty Forum, but it's a great excuse to come up and check out the community.
Well, I'll jump on your website and I'll check that out. That's February 18th through the 21st.
It's nhlibertyforum.com. It's not my website. That's their site. But we will be there broadcasting live. And I'd love to see, you know, a community of black libertarians come up and move into Keene. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, the libertarians are the party of the minority. I mean, it makes so much sense for the minority groups because it you know, we cherish the individual
rights,
not the group, not the collective.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I try to think of myself as somebody who stands sort of apart from whatever this other perspective is, because I have to share this with you as one of the first, very first black Americans or African Americans, if you will, in radio. And then I actually moved to television. And you can only imagine when you're by yourself, it's sort of it's kind of difficult. And of course, I'm in the small town America, and it sounds like Keene is the same way.
It is.
But I look forward to visiting you guys in February. So I look forward. Thank you for the invitation, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. And thanks for the call tonight, Greg. Appreciate hearing from you. And look, small towns have their issues, right? Not just for people in minority roles, but just in general. And so if you prefer a bigger place, Manchester is that place. I mean, there's 100,000 people living in Manchester. It's the biggest city in New Hampshire, and it is a more diverse population, although it's still not that diverse because it's New Hampshire.
Now, Greg asked what industry we have here, and I wanted to probe you guys about it. I know we have our state university, and that's a big source of the money that comes into this community.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a large medical equipment manufacturer,
Smith Medical. You got CNC. You got
CNC, Tim Wholesaler.
Timken. Do they make ball bearings or something like that?
So there's a you got Ruger that's up north of us.
Ruger. Yeah. Where is how far away is
Newton,
Ruger?
They make
Newport.
Is against. I'm so against the military industrial complex, but it seems we do produce a lot of military components. You know, ball bearings for.
There's industry here, but there's also a lot of retail jobs in Keene, and some of the industries moved out of the area. The property taxes are super high in Keene compared to other areas.
Yeah,
in
and
the
some
state.
Some of the businesses are going south to Swansea, which is the town where it's basically combined with. We're so close to each other.
I like to look at New Hampshire as a place where there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of possibility. Somebody was online, one of the Free Staters was online on Facebook talking about how great it is to be in this community of people, but he doesn't really much care for New Hampshire because it's sort of backwoods or redneck or whatever. He described it as air conditioning, window unit air conditioners hanging out of people's windows. And the reason that happens here is because the houses are super old. Like, the houses that were built here were built in the 1800s and before in a lot of cases, and they didn't have central AC back in those days, and so it would cost a buttload of money to retrofit a house for central AC that wasn't originally built for that, so it's just cheaper for people to put a window unit in for 3 months mm-hmm. out of the year and then take that thing down. So that's why you see a lot of that. But I see New Hampshire as a place where there's a lot of potential for growth. It's a relatively small population state with very few regulations compared to many other states. And while it's true that the business atmosphere here isn't the most attractive of all 50 states,
it used to be, but it's in the decline because of the property taxes.
It's mid-pack in general, from what I understand, as far as like if you rank business freedoms of all the states. But we're positioned to get a lot better in those areas because of the Free State Project. Because we've got Free Staters, liberty-minded people who are moving here and getting active, getting elected, and working to roll back the government, you're going to see the business atmosphere get better and more attractive in New Hampshire over time. Eventually, it'll become the obvious choice. Well, let's see. Do you want to run your business where there's next to no taxation? Come to New Hampshire. It'll be that within, a decade or so. So go join the Free State Project. If you love liberty, this is the place to be. The community's unmatched. And don't miss the New Hampshire
law. Yeah, wasn't there a porn producer who was talking about moving to New Hampshire because of the silly California laws?
It's the only state besides California, from what I understand, where it's legal to record pornography as well. So, yeah, that's true here. Let's see. Speaking of pornography and online things, let's go back to video games, which is fun
stuff. Yeah, my escape.
Let's go back to Morrowind, which was what you were recommending, Johnny Ray, as your game of the week, a retro throwback, which is not uncommon for you. You do frequently recommend old games, sort of bringing them back around. And you said this game has gotten you out of playing Hearthstone, which you've been playing solidly as your game of choice for the last year of your life.
Right.
Morrowind. Are you playing it on an old console, or did you get the computer version this time?
I'm playing it on Steam, so okay. I'm playing it on my tablet, my Microsoft Surface 3.
How does it look? I mean, does it hold up? Does the game look okay?
It works fine. Oh, the original game looks pretty ugly.
Really? I remember it being beautiful back in the day. Lots of colors and really just an attractive looking.
Actually,
almost 15 years ago.
It is.
A lot of enhancements.
The world is, they've made a beautiful world within the limitations that they're working on. The people, the character models are very clunky. The animation's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And they're all sort of segmented. They don't look like real people. But since the game is so well loved, a lot of people have created mods for Morrowind. So.
Which you can only get on the PC. You can't download the mods for the game systems.
Yeah, one more reason to stay away from consoles.
Yep. Right. So my Morrowind is a lot prettier looking. The draw distance is further off. I've got new water effects.
Nice. Yeah. So you've upgraded with the mods. Then.
Yes, it's a big difference, and it's beautiful.
Are you replaying it the way that you typically play these types of games? Are you trying to play another type of character? Are you actually role playing in this particular version?
In some ways, I'm role playing, and I'm doing a 180 on kind of the way I played before, because the way I played before was very sort of a law and order sort of a thing, and a pro military mindset that I had at the time was reflected in the choices that I made.
So you're trying the Assassin's Guild now and the Thieves Guild, things like that?
Yeah, now I'm trying to convince myself that the people in the game are not real people and that it's okay for me to do things.
See, it's funny. I've had the opposite experience over time, Johnny Ray. I used to play the bad guy in these games, because this is one of the fun parts about these open world. Bethesda is the company that makes these games, because they also made the Fallout series recently, and they've done a great job with that too. But you're also given these choices where you can sort of do the wrong thing or do the right thing, or there's like the morally ambiguous question, and you know, what do you do in these situations?
And by the way, those are the best when it's so gray. You don't know if I'm helping this faction, it's going to come to bite me in the butt, 2 hours from now.
So it's part of the fun. Like, you can play the bad guy, you can steal things, you can break into places, you can kill people, or you can play the good guy. And so I've had the reverse. I used to play the bad guy, now I play the good guy, because I'm like, well, what happens when these non-player characters start to become more and more real? It's going to bother me.
Always the good guy here.
See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.